welcome back to another episode of Raise the Standard. I'm the feeling you get when your opponent casts Counterspell, Kira.
And I like to play Dark Ritual, Hymn to Turok, and Thoughtseize. I'm Maya.
And this is our Racing into Aether Drift episode. Today we are talking about our top five preview picks for Standard format.
We have had some wild things come up in the spoilers so far, and we are fully released now, and it's really, really exciting. There is some, I would say, a high variance in card power, but some of the cards look like they are going to absolutely break Standard wide open.
It's so exciting. There are all kinds of cards. You've got big vanilla creatures. You've got big race cars. It's a little bit of everything. It's very exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. When was the last time we had 5+ vanilla creatures in a set? It's got to be like original Theros or something.
It's got to have, it has to be a while.
Yeah,
at
for
this
sure.
point. Well, you know what? I hope you're ready to start your engines. We're going to dive right in and move to our main phase and talk about our top five preview picks for Standard. May it start us off?
Well, we're actually going to cheat a little bit. Because we're going to start, with an honorable mention. And this is a card that I think has the potential to be really, really strong. And this is Ranger's Refueler. It is a 2-mana artifact for 1 and a blue. It is a vehicle with power and toughness 3/3 and crew 2. But the most important ability on this card is whenever you activate an exhaust ability, draw a card.
Huge.
It's Beans! Beans is back. Well, it never left. And this is definitely not actually Beans, but it is 2-mana. It is a very strong, repeatable card draw effect, and it has a reasonable body. And I think that's going to be the make or break of this card, is whether or not the body is strong enough to compensate for the fact that it doesn't draw a card in and of itself.
And when we say Beans here, what we're talking about is Up the Beanstalk, which is an enchantment from Wilds of Eldraine for 1 and a green. When Up the Beanstalk enters the battlefield, and whenever you cast a spell with mana value 5 or greater, draw a card.
And it's worth noting that this card does actually replace itself. Just takes a little bit longer than Up the Beanstalk, because it itself also has an exhaust ability for 4 mana, which puts a counter on it and makes it into a creature. There's actually a whole cycle of creatures that do this, and they seem reasonably strong. I think the jury's still out. I think they're going to be very good in Limited. I'm not sure how good they're going to be in Standard. The reason that this card is only 6th, because as we know, Up the Beanstalk is something of a ubiquitous card in Standard right now, kind of fueling a lot of the more powerful control decks. The reason being is that with the full release spoilers, a lot of the exhaust payoffs are expensive, low payoff, or both. The beauty of Beans is that you draw a card for doing something that you're already wanting to do in terms of power level. So, you know, drawing a card for casting an Overlord of the Mistmoors is just gravy. But drawing a card to pay 4 mana to make your 3/3 into a 4/4 for a turn is, it's pretty mediocre. The other thing is that the replacement for the card is also slow. It's 4 mana that you have to put in right away, whereas Up the Beanstalk obviously replaces itself as soon as it comes in, which makes it less of a dirtily do-nothing enchantment. Draw a card is a very important three-word phrase in all of Magic.
Card advantages is highly necessary.
Absolutely. It is, yeah. There is a common phrase amongst popular Magic players that the most powerful 3 cards in Magic is draw a card. Win the game aside, of course. This card strikes me as being very payoff dependent. We'll see how much incidental exhaust there ends up being in Standard gameplay, but from what I've had a look at the set, I don't imagine there's going to be all that much. But as we keep going, exhaust screams to me of an evergreen mechanic, right? It seems like Scry, it seems like what Kicker was for a little bit. I think this ability is coming back. We've already seen it across a few creatures from a couple of sets ago, I think, that would draw a card and then discard a card, put a counter on it, but you could only do it once each game. I think there was one in Bloomsbury as well. Bloomsbury? This strikes me as Wizards putting a keyword on a card that is going to come back lots and lots, because exhaust as a concept is not something that is, well, flavorful to the vehicle set for sure, not necessarily something that is, it is, I would argue, flavor agnostic.
What is the common saying amongst Magic players? Every new mechanic is either kicker or horsemanship.
I mean, it's true. It's true.
The other thing that strikes me about Ranger's Refueler in this exhaust ability is that it is not until end of turn. This reminds me very much of Soulstone Sanctuary. When you activate Soulstone Sanctuary's ability, for those of you who are not familiar, Soulstone Sanctuary has a 4-mana activated ability. This land becomes a 3/3 creature type with vigilance and all creature types. It is still a land.
Yes, it's a land that taps for colorless.
And there is no denoted until end of turn like the Restless Creature land cycle. At worst, you get a 4-mana 4/4 that does not need to be crewed.
Yeah, I agree. I'm glad you read it because I clearly didn't.
Did you know reading the card explains the card?
As a judge, I can tell you that's only true most of the time. Yeah, in which case this card is probably better. That being said, a 4-mana 4/4 that draws you a card in standard is not good enough.
Which, what a thing to say.
I know, right?
What a thing to say.
Because this is going to be, I'm going to lose to this card so much in draft. But in standard, I think a 4-mana 4/4 just is not good enough, which is crazy. So it really will depend on that first line of text, that whenever you exhaust an ability, activate an exhaust ability, draw a card. Look, card is good. It's going to be so dependent on the other cards in future sets, but I think there is a world where this becomes as ubiquitous as Beanstalk, especially because it has the upside of becoming a 4/4. Yeah, it's funny. You say every ability is kicker or horsemanship. This is actually both, because this is kicker being exhaust, and it's also riding the Delu horse in the sense that it gets a benefit forever. The effect does not end at end of turn, like all good magic cards should. Do you have anything more to say about Ranger's Refueler?
I think Ranger's Refueler sits really well in the honorable mention slot. 2-mana, 3/3 vehicle, already up-costed, which is really quite nice. You get an extra benefit. The draw card text, excellent. This being printed at uncommon as well, instead of taking up a rare slot, very strategic, very good. I think it will see play in that regard.
Funny as well. This reads to me like a mythic from 5 years ago, you know?
Yeah. The power creep is really racing towards us.
It is going at max speed.
Well, if that was our number 6 honorable mention, what's our number 5?
At number 5, I have Gas Guzzler. Gas Guzzler is a 1-mana creature for 1 black. It is a vampire rogue, and it has start your engines. You have no speed. It starts at 1, and then your speed increases on each of your turns when an opponent loses life, and max speed is 4. Notably, it does enter the battlefield tapped, and it has a very important ability of max speed, so activate only when you have speed 4, 1 black, sacrifice another creature or vehicle, draw a card, and it is a 2/1.
Those beautiful 3 words yet again.
Yeah, they keep coming back. You'll notice a theme among my top cards. So when I look at this card, I notice a few things. First is I notice that it's aggressively costed. 1-mana, 2/1, tapped. Well, not exactly the most, how shall we say, not necessarily the best stats. It is still like Savannah Lions that has the standard black downside of entering tapped. This card goes, obviously, in the sacrifice shells. So the one that jumps to mind to me is the Rakdos sacrifice deck, the Disturbing Mirth, Descend kind of sacrifice nonsense decks. I think this card fits really easily into that because they're already aggressively slanted. They operate on an axis that's already difficult to interact with, and it's cheap and it's aggressive, which is exactly what you want, especially in a card that is incentivizing you to deal damage to your opponent with Start Your Engines. And it's worth noting that the payoff is absolutely cooked. Have you thought about the fact that this and Bloodghast is 1 black mana, draw a card, play a land, return it to play, 1 black mana, draw a card? This is perhaps the most powerful, repeatable card draw engine in the set. It's really, really strong, especially with recursive threats.
That's really good.
It's kind of redonkulous. And as you pointed out earlier, Start Your Engines is not as good as I had hoped. It's not at the end of every turn. It is at the end of your turn.
The most important phrase in Start Your Engines, in the reminder text, is it increases once on each of your turns. If this was an ability that was it increases once on each turn when your opponent loses life, I think start your engines would have to go to max speed 10 because it would just snowball way too quickly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think it's the difference between balancing it for a standard format and balancing it for modern, right? I agree. That being said, I think this is still a ridiculous late game payoff because it is reasonably good early. It's a relatively powerful one drop, which Rakdos Sacrifice has some of, but is sort of a spot that the deck needs just a little bit more help. And it is also the most ridiculous late game payoff.
And we've seen one mana, 2/1s in black before. We've got Cult Conscript, which is also a 2/1 that enters tapped. You've got the iconic Grave Crawler, which is a 2/1. Does not enter tapped, but this creature cannot block.
This card is also very good with Grave Crawler.
Yes, this card is going to be good, not just in standard. It's going to be good in Commander. It's going to be good, period.
Australian Highlander players, watch out. This Gas Guzzler is coming for you. I'm not sure how good Rakdos Sacrifice is in Auslander, but if it's a deck, this is going right in.
I'd like to still sit on the skeptical side of the fence.
Sure.
I think there is something about this creature needing to survive until you have max speed of 4 in an incredibly removal heavy standard format right now that is going to make it a bit difficult. But that being said, starting your engines at speed 1 on turn 1, I think, is going to be very important. There are not too many cards at 1 mana that start your engines, and getting your engine started is going to be critical for a lot of these Aether Drift cards. Getting yourself off of the starting line is going to be key to that.
I am going to disagree with you on one point. I actually don't think this card needs to survive to be good. I think a 1 mana, 2/1 tapped, start your engines in a shell that is looking to sacrifice creatures is already fine on its own. I don't think it's the best card ever, but I think it's reasonably good. I think the late game payoff of this card is kind of upside, and that versatility is what makes it so good. Obviously, if this were, you know, if this were 3 mana and it didn't have the max speed text, then we'd be having a different conversation. But the fact that this can be an aggressive early game start that promotes the progression of start your engines and then can be sacrifice fodder for later cards is still totally fine.
I think Rakdos Sacrifice is going to see itself popping off.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if Rakdos Sacrifice after Aether Drift ends up dragging itself from the depths of tier 3 to high tier 2, if not tier 1. It's getting a lot of really good pieces.
Incredible. Well, somehow we're on our number 5 pick and it's already pretty good. So yeah. how do we go from 5 to 4? What's better than a Gas Guzzler?
One of the most broken combo enablers of all time. That, of course, being Bloodghast, speaking of strong Rakdos Sacrifice cards. So having a quick look, Bloodghast, it is a 2-mana creature, Vampire Spirit. It has this creature can't block. It has haste as long as an opponent has 10 or less life, which if you're max speeding, I sure hope you've done. And it has landfall. Whenever a land you control enters, you may return this card from the graveyard to the battlefield. And it is a 2/1. I cannot describe you how much you're never casting this card. This card historically has been an enabler for some of the most broken graveyard combo decks. Think decks like Dredge. Think decks like Modern Hogak. Think the old Hollow One decks. This card is ridiculous. And this card has not been in standard since Zendikar, I think we had a look. It is very, very silly. And the reason that it's silly is because it is a recursive thing to sacrifice. It is very aggressive. It crews vehicles so beautifully. Like, imagine land, Bloodghast, crew a 2-power vehicle, sacrifice Bloodghast to your Gas Guzzler.
Draw a card.
Draw a card. Everybody's favorite words. It's just ridiculous. It is also another reason to play fetchlands. So in the Rakdos Sacrifice deck, there is a Descend subtheme, which plays well with fetchlands, but in and of itself is not enough to play, you know. I think the deck should probably be playing Fabled Passage. But if Bloodghast is in the deck, it should absolutely be playing Fabled Passage and also maybe Evolving Wilds.
There's an argument to be made in that way to put Evolving Wilds and Fabled Passage into your mono black deck for Bloodcast.
Absolutely, without a doubt. And obviously it's not great if you're aiming for an aggressive strategy, but especially the thing with Bloodcast is that it is versatile in that it can be a very powerful aggressive card that gets you free value off your discard to Disturbing Mirth, or it can be an incredibly powerful facilitator for a late game graveyard engine, which is exactly what it's done in the past. This card is ridiculous.
Bloodghast good.
Bloodghast good. Bloodghast not only good, but time-tested. Do not sleep on Bloodghast. It is, I think, the most powerful reprint in the set.
There is very likely a reason we have not seen Bloodghast in Standard since original Zendikar.
Yeah, and it's because Standard has not been powerful enough to contain it. And, you know, maybe we're getting there now. We're seeing some pretty silly cards in this set. I think, Even with the current power level of Standard, keep an eye on Bloodghast.
Tell me, Maya, what could possibly be better than a Bloodghast?
Kira, have you ever played with Affinity?
I actually have not. I am a Standard baby in that way. I have not played with Affinity. Affinity, as I understand it and as we discussed, was original Mirrodin.
Yeah. It has not been in Standard in force in a long, long time. So let me tell you that Demonic Junker is the best one mana removal spell in Standard.
One mana removal.
Correct. Demonic Junker, it is one black and six for an artifact vehicle, and it has affinity for artifacts. It is a 4/3 with crew 2, and it says whenever this creature enters, for each player, destroy up to one target creature that player controls. If a creature you controlled was destroyed this way, put 2+1/+1 counters on this vehicle. Has crew 2. That's so silly.
And just for those listening, can we read the reminder text for affinity?
Absolutely. I forget that not everybody is as afraid of this card as I am. Affinity for artifacts says this spell costs one less to cast for each artifact you control. So for, say, 3 artifacts, this is a 4-mana spell. For 6 artifacts, which I believe is most likely going to be the case, it is a 1-mana spell. This card does it all. It is a vehicle. It is a sacrifice outlet. It is a removal spell. Crew 2 is nuts. Imagine crewing this with a Bloodghast.
I was just thinking, can you imagine the world where you crew this with a Bloodghast?
Yeah. Cast Demonic Junker. Put the trigger on stack. Target your Bloodghast. Use Bloodghast to crew the Demonic Junker. Trigger resolves, destroying your opponent's creature. Player land, return the Bloodghast, attack with the Bloodghast. Absurd. This is just often going to be a 1-mana 6/5 that blows up a creature. It's
seems pretty good.
It's just that busted. This card is a 10 out of 10. This brings me to a, shall we say, a speculation I have about a new deck in Standard going forward.
Please, tell me.
I think there is likely to be an Esper Glass Casket control deck.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like the sound of this.
Mm-hmm. A control deck that is using predominantly white and black cards to nickel and dime your opponent using exile effects. So things that remove spells. I believe there's a black spell bomb as well now that when it enters the battlefield gives something -2/-2. And I think it's likely to curve removal spells into big end of game threats like this.
You saying white artifacts reminded me of Dusk Rose Reliquary, which is a 1-mana artifact from Lost Caverns. As an additional cost to cast this spell, sacrifice an artifact or creature. It has Ward 2, and you can exile target artifact or creature an opponent controls until Dusk Rose Reliquary leaves the battlefield. Dusk Rose Reliquary, sacking Bloodghast, play land for turn, return Bloodghast. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The question for whether or not this deck is going to be good is how many playable cheap artifacts there are. And, you know, we're in a world where Spyglass Siren, Siren Stonks are already through the roof.
Novice Inspector as well.
Novice Inspector is going to be a 4 of in every bloomin' white deck I've ever seen.
I wonder if the Jeskai Convoke deck is about to pivot to Esper artifacts, like Esper Affinity.
I think it's possible. I think they take very different places in the metagame.
They have different end games for sure, but a lot of the core revolving around Novice Inspector, Spyglass Siren, Oh, dear.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's definitely very scary, especially with a lot of the current existing self-bounce features in the current metagame.
Sure.
With, especially with things like Novice and Spectre, it's just ridiculous. Fear of Isolation is about to be very, very good. Well, more good than it already is. Be very afraid.
Be very afraid. Get out of... You are standing in the middle of the road, and there is a demonic junker heading for you.
Uh-huh. Choo-choo, mother trucker.
Well, this is getting really out of hand. I'm struggling to imagine in this position something that could possibly be better than a one-mana removal spell with upsides. But what's better than that?
So, Kira, how familiar are you with the cards in Alpha?
Unfortunately, very unfamiliar, but I think I know the one that you're thinking of in this spot.
I'm actually thinking of two.
Thinking of two?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can only think of one in this position.
Do you know what Healing Salve does?
I do not.
It is a one white, I presume an instant, that prevents up to three damage.
I've seen this card in some lists that are very old, some legacy lists.
Yeah, yeah. Card is bad. But do you know what card's good? Ancestral Recall. The best three words in Magic are actually not draw a card. They're draw three cards. Of course, we're talking about Voyage Home. This is a 7-mana sorcery for 5 white blue. It has affinity for artifacts again, which is, as a reminder, this spell costs 1 less to cast for each artifact you control. And it has a very simple text box. You draw 3 cards and gain 3 life.
That's pretty good.
So, taking a step aside from jokes about eternal formats, looking at historical standard card draw spells, this card, in order to be good, needs to be 4 mana.
Correct.
So you need 3 artifacts. That's pretty doable. In order to be the best card draws printed into standard for the last 10 years, it needs to be 3 mana. To be the best non-recall draw spell in all of Magic, it needs to be 2. I think it is going to be trivial to get this to 2, especially in the Esper control deck that we were just talking about, which is looking to slow down the game, is looking to put a lot of artifacts into play to remove creatures and getting value off exiling. It also is such a good payoff because it refreshes what you're doing when you're trading one for one, and it gains you 3 life. It fights back against the thing that control decks naturally have a weakness to, which is strategies that are hyper-aggressive or that attempt to make nickel and diming difficult by going wide. So things like Jeskai Convoke is typically a very scary matchup for a control deck because you can't one-for-one their creatures. You have to get them with a more expensive sweeper, which they will typically have a cheap piece of interaction to disrupt. This card is ridiculous. What's better than a one-mana removal spell? Ancestral Recall and Healing Self stapled together. If it does not break standard, which I think it is going to be very, very good in standard, it is going to break every eternal format. This is going to be restricted in legacy in like a week after it's released. It's absurd.
Especially in a stronger quote-unquote format like legacy where you have mocks and you have very good, very cheap artifacts.
Ancient Den? Seat of the Synod.
Casting this on what? Turn 2?
This is
turn 3?
This is profoundly castable on turn 2.
This is going to be...
Artifact land, Mox Opal, artifact land, a Mox, and an artifact that you cast on turn 1 like a Springleaf Drum. You just cast this on turn 2.
This is going to be a $10 uncommon.
That is optimistic.
Well, look, that is only basing it off of... And look, to be fair, affinity for artifacts being a condition of this being cheaper is going to restrict its playability in, say, Jeskai Convoke.
Sure.
It is going to restrict it a bit.
Yeah, I think this is turn 3 castable in standard, not turn 2 for sure.
Which is still good.
It's
considering
completely absurd.
Considering you were planning to cast your Memory Deluge on curve on turn 4, being able to draw 3, gain 3 life on turn 3 is better than a Memory Deluge, except for the fact that it's not an instant.
And that really is a limiting factor for this card. because it means that it can't be played in, or not can't be played, but it is a real sacrifice to play in decks that are playing at instant speed. So the go-to example of this would be like Dimir Flash. Because Voyage Home is a sorcery, you do kind of need your game plan to be at sorcery speed anyway, which is why I think this will go particularly well, and Affinity naturally lends itself towards this playstyle because artifacts don't tend to have flash, which is why I think something like the Dross Skull Bomb, Glass Casket, Unidentified Hovership sort of game plan is what this is going to be strongest in, where the individual card value of the cards is going to be so high that this finisher in terms of card advantage is going to break the deck wide open.
I forgot Glass Casket got reprinted into
Eldritch
Eldraine.
Oh yeah.
I'm getting scared. I love Standard. And Standard has been ramping up. It has been getting more and more and more powerful with each set release. Duskmourn was a huge, huge hit in Standard. There are so many ubiquitous Duskmourn cards across multiple decks. It's not, you know, shoehorned into one specific playstyle. You can see, you know, footprints of Duskmourn across a lot of decks in the format. And what we're looking at here with all of these Aetherdrift cards is a lot of Dire Tracks. It is going to run over the format, it feels like. Yeah, that's our number two. How do we get better than a 2-mana draw 3, gain 3?
I am going to preface this with saying that this is a very speculative pick.
Sure.
But to me, it has all the hallmarks of an unbelievably busted card. We are talking about, and you'll have to go with me on this journey here, we are talking about Vinwixt. Verbose Host. Vinwixt Verbose Host is one and a blue for a legendary homunculus creature. It has Start Your Engines, which, as a reminder, is if you have no speed, it starts at one, and it increases on each of your turns when an opponent loses life. It has a max speed of 4. It has You Have No Maximum Hand Size, and at max speed, if you would draw a card, you draw 2 cards instead, and it is a 0/4. This is by far the cheapest we have ever seen this effect. This effect, of course, being the if you would draw a card, draw 2 cards instead. This card, while it may look like a 2-mana 0/4, is actually a 2-mana start your engines, your opponent discards a removal spell.
Oh, I like your thinking there.
This card is always a 1-for-1 because your opponent must remove it. If this stays on the battlefield, it takes half a turn cycle for your opponent to have lost the match. One card from this is good. 2 cards from it is busted. And 3 cards from it is a 1 game. The thing for me is that it fits really well into existing blue-based mid-range strategies. So thinking Dimir, and heaven knows Otters will have the field day with it. This is both a mid-range card and a combo card. And it is very, 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 very scary. I enjoy thinking about the play pattern of Vinwixt and Fairy Mastermind.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, especially if you have an early way to start your engines. And the more that I think about start your engines, the more that I think that Gas Guzzler is just ridiculous as a 1-mana card that does it. But think about this in something like Dimir Midrange. You play a 1-drop that starts your engines. You play a series of evasive creatures. On the end step of turn 4, you cast an Enduring Curiosity, and then you untap and cast Vinwixt. You attack and you draw 18 cards.
And then you have a Shieldred on the battlefield.
And we are in Magical Christmas Land a little bit here.
Yes.
But I think the baseline of this being 2-mana, your opponent discards a removal spell, and the upside being so high means that this has the potential to be the best card in the set. I'm not convinced, I will admit. I would need to do some pretty solid brewing to make this card very, very good. But I think this has all the hallmarks of one of those rares that nobody is going to expect, but is going to break Standard wide open. Also, just thinking about Vinwixt and Voyage Home makes me a little ill.
I like this paired with Rona, Herald of Invasion.
Oh, God, yeah.
Whenever you cast a legendary spell, untap Rona.
Mm-hmm.
Her tap ability is draw a card, then discard a card.
Yep.
Which would enable you to draw 2, discard 1.
Card advantage, baby.
I love this. I'm basking in this.
Even just casting Vinwixt and then casting Opt. Scry 1, draw 2. Yes, please.
Wow.
This is very dependent on how consistently you can get start your engines to work in a more controlling shell. Because that's where this card thrives. This is going to thrive in combo shells and control shells. And, you know, maybe we'll see it in the Dimir deck because the Dimir deck is sort of uniquely positioned in the way that it's built to take advantage of a Start Your Engines card that draws cards.
The most important thing here with Start Your Engines is that your opponent needs to lose life. Like, you need to deal damage, whether that be combat damage, Hopeless Nightmare, in some form, your opponent needs to lose life during your turn for your speed to increase. And this only happens once on each of your turns. So being able to get that damage in is going to be important for increasing your speed. Putting defenses up and getting the walls up high enough is going to be one way, but effects like Lightning Strike, Bolt Wave, Hopeless Nightmare, passive loss of life effects are still going to increase your speed.
There is going to be ways to deal your opponents one damage in a control deck. It's not going to be an issue, I don't think. Whether or not you can afford to dedicate the slots to it in a world where white-red mice exists is another question altogether. But yeah, this is my speculative number one card in the set. I think it's certainly the most powerful card in the set. Whether or not it winds up meeting its potential in standard or whether this becomes relegated to CDH, it remains to be seen. Two mana for this effect is so silly.
Two mana is awesome. And something that's important here, you talk about it's a two mana, your opponent discards a card, meaning they use a removal spell on it. You can respond to the removal with an opt and still get that initial effect before you lose the Vinwixt.
And it's only two mana. So if you're playing it later in the game, it is relatively easy to hold up those kinds of interaction and make sure your opponent is taking an unfavorable trade every single time.
I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Look, I'm buckling up. I've got my seatbelt on. This is happening now.
It sure is.
This is going to be a very fun set. This is going to, I think, seriously change standard in a way that we haven't seen in the last 2 months.
I agree. Aether Drift is going to have an outsized effect on standard. There are so many crazy powerful effects at just the most ridiculous rates. But it is sort of defending on a couple of things, right? My main questions that I will need to see before any of these cards sort of settle into their power level is how easy is getting to speed 4? How many strong exhaust payoffs are there? And how quickly can you get to affinity 5? They're sort of by affinity 5, I mean having 5 artifacts in play. They are going to be the big three. Because at 5 artifacts, your Voyage Home is 2 mana and your Demonic Junker is 2 mana. So if the answer to these questions is relatively easily, then I think we're going to see Aether Drift dominate standard in a pretty major way. And I, for one, am excited for it. I love me some new cards. I love me some busted mechanics. I love me a Bloodghast. I'm famously a bit of a dredge player in modern. I'm really excited for this set, Kira. I think it's going to be amazing.
Well, and look, I love standard. So changes coming to standard, changes happening in standard as we speak. Very exciting stuff. And seeing where the road takes us with Aether Drift, start your engines. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Raise the Standard. We'll be back on Monday at 11 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time. And remember, control lost is adventure gained.